We're starting Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Gimel, in Likutei Halachos Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel. We're on the topic of Rosh Chodesh, which is the concept of the new moon, the beginning of the lunar month. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ayin Maimar Uveyoyim HaBikurim, look into chapter 56 in the first half of Likutei Moran, which is entitled Uveyoyim HaBikurim, Laharich Yomim Al Mamlachtoi, which speaks about lengthening the kingdom. Ayin Shom Kol HaMaimar, review that entire chapter on Likutei Moran, because that's going to be the basis for this discussion in Likutei Halachos. V'haklal, to summarize what's discussed there, Shetzrichin Lahamshich Chiyus El HaMalchus. Rav Nosson Zal tells us, we know that Malchus, kingdom, is usually associated with a short life. The Gemara tells us that among the sons of Yaakov Avinu, he had 12 sons. One of them had a position of kingdom, which was Yosef HaTzadik, which was the viceroy to the king Paro of Egypt. And the Gemara says, you'll note that he lived the shortest life of the older brothers. He died first, because Horabonus Mekaberes Es Baaleho, kingdom buries one who possesses it. This is kingdom and leadership. And therefore, Rabbeinu Zal there in Likutei Moran tells us that when we're talking about kingdom, it's important to draw life into the kingdom. And the way that that's accomplished is, v'zeh na'as al yidei esek ha-toyra, through the study of Torah, one shehi shmo dekutche baruch hu, the Torah is a composite of all the names of Hashem, shal yodo koirin es chai ha-chayim, u'mamshichin chiyus v'arichas yomim mimenu yizborach. Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman, explains there on Likutei Moran, that just as when you're dealing with human beings, if I want to receive anything from a person, the way that I do it is by addressing that person by their name. When I mention their name, I call that person by their name, that avails that person to give me, or for me to be able to receive from that person what I need to receive. So too, when we speak about Hashem, who is the source of life, if a person wants to draw life from Hashem, they have to call Hashem by his name. And the name of Hashem is the Torah. The Torah is Kula Shmoisav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a composite of all the names of Hashem. Therefore, in studying Torah, one of the things that we're accomplishing is we're calling Hashem and thereby availing ourselves to draw life from Hashem. Ve'ikaru shemamshichin chiyus letoich hakelim v'hamidois al yedei ha-Torah shehi bechinas umidas yomai mahi. The main thing Rabbi Nachman emphasizes there is that when one is drawing life from Hashem, that life has to be drawn in a measured way, in vessels, so that it should be positive, it should be beneficial to the person. And we know, again, the Torah is vessels. Everything in the Torah is boundaries. This much, exactly, everything is precision. A certain measurement of water purifies a person. Eating a certain quantity of something fulfills a mitzvah, or the person is considered in violation of a certain sin. Walking a certain distance on Shabbos, putting the mezuzah, exactly positioning it so high, not higher, not lower, outside, not inside, etc. Shezeo bechinas shmo dekitshu brichu, this is all the concept of the name of Hashem, bechinas shem shehu keli el hachius. The name of something is the vessel in which the life of that item is contained, lahagbil hachius, to limit the life, shelo yiyeh ribui Hashem en goyrim kibui aner chas v'shalom. We know that there's a rule that when you have a lamp, an oil lamp, if you turn it up too high, the glass will burst and shatter and you'll have nothing, you won't have any light. So too, this is the concept of ribui Hashemen goyrim kibui haner. So that whenever we're dealing with light, holiness, or just about anything, there's this concept of too much results in nothing. And therefore, it's very important for there to be vessels to contain an item, to limit it, to be able to have just the right amount. And then, when a person draws life from the source of life, which is Hashem, dahainu das v'chochma. Another word for life is knowledge, wisdom. Ki ha-chochma techaya, because Shlomo HaMelech tells us in Koheles that knowledge, wisdom, gives life to a person. Oz yoidim shafilu b'toich ha-storo, sh'b'toich ha-storo gam shom melubash Hashem Yisborach. When a person has a true understanding, then that person has the ability to realize that even in those places where Hashem appears to be most hidden, His presence still exists there. V'alidei sheyoidim zois, aidei ze bi'atzmoi nishapcho ha-storo l'das, me'achar sheyoidim sheyesham Hashem Yisborach. And that awareness alone, that consciousness of the fact that Hashem is there in a place where Hashem's presence is not obvious, Hashem appears to be very hidden, that consciousness is itself a high level of das, a high level of sechel. V'azai kishenishapcha ha-storo l'das, dahainu toiro, azai oiraiso machrezes kamayu ad mosai psoyim tevu pesi. And when a person accomplishes that, when they take a certain place where Hashem's presence seems to be absent, and they come to the realization that Hashem is there, that consciousness brings forth an announcement from the Torah itself, whereby the Torah calls out to the person, drawing him close to its knowledge. Vazai kol harishulim misoirim b'tshuva. And when the Torah makes this announcement, it inspires, it wakes up all the people that need to be woken up, including the Rishoim, those people that are far from Torah, far from mitzvahs, they are also inspired to tshuva. Uboze mamshichem chiyus el amalchus. And this results, this causes new life to be drawn to the malchus, to the kingdom. Ayin shom heitev. Study that chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 56, in the first half of Likutei Moran well, because that's where all of these concepts are elaborated on. Ukishemegalin hatoyra v'hadas hamalubosh betachlis ahastoro megalin toyra govoya moid. When we're able to reveal the presence of Hashem that's found in very hidden places, that brings about a revelation of a very high level of Torah, secrets of Torah. Kishom daiko malubosh Torah gavoya ma'oid daiko. Because in those places where the presence of Hashem is very hidden, it's not apparent, in those places the type of Torah that exists there is a very deep level of Torah. Dahainu Sisrei Torah, secrets of Torah, Shehi Kaviochel Hashem Yisborach Biatzmoi Bali Lavush, which represents the presence of Hashem, the essence of Hashem, with much less covering than usual. Bibichinas, as the Torah tells us about Egypt, Mitzrayim, we know that during the time that the Jews were enslaved in Egypt, Egypt was referred to as Ervas Oretz, the center of impurity, of tumah, of ra, of evil, of the world. And the Torah tells us, V'ovarti be'eretz Mitzrayim, Hashem said, I am going to pass through the land of Egypt, ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy sorof, I and not any of my angels, me, myself. She'be'eretz Mitzrayim, she'hoyasham is gabrus ha'sitrachra, this teaches us that in the land of Egypt, where the forces of tumah, of impurity, were very, very prevalent at that time, the holiness that existed in Egypt was also the highest level of holiness. It was the essence of Hashem himself. No second in command, no general. It was literally the king Hashem himself that was present there. V'ze b'chinas hachnoas malchus horisho, malchus amolek, shehu keneged malchus tigdusha, sheroidef esmachne don, ayin shon. And when we speak about giving life to the malchus of kedusha, to the kingdom of holiness, we're automatically referring to the destruction of and the elimination of the Malchus of the Sitrachra, the kingdom of Tumah, which is especially Amalek. Amalek is referred to as the leader of all nations, of all the nations that oppose the Jewish people. And we know that Amalek was always trying to chase after the tribe of Dan, which traveled last in the pattern that the Jews traveled, the 12 tribes traveled throughout their time in the desert. And this Machne Dan referred to as, represented the Malchus. Just as Dan was the last one of the tribes that traveled, so too the Malchus is the last one of the 10 attributes of Hashem. Vahadas shenase kanal hu bechinas mon, bechinas mikveh shel shvuas, bechinas matzah, bechinas moisha ayin shom. In Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal explains that the level of das that's revealed from this hastora shebetoich hastora is a level of das that's referred to as the mon, the special heavenly food that the Jews had in the desert. And the word mon represents two words, mikveh nun, the mikveh of the 50th level, the highest level of purity, which corresponds to the matzah, the holy food that the Jews ate when they came out of Egypt, which corresponds to Moshe Rabbeinu, who represents the highest level of das, of sechel. Ushlemus hadas bebchinas matzah, shebchinas machloikas l'shem shamayim, nase al yedei anocha, shehu mesakin hakvedus hanas al yedei zua masanocha, shehainu lametes melocha, sayin shom. Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 56 there explains also that when a person is experiencing a spiritual heaviness, a sluggishness, a difficulty in being able to advance spiritually, the way that a person shatters that heaviness is through anocha, by taking a very deep sigh, which Rabbeinu Zal explains there is tied into the concept of matzah, the concept of machloikis l'shem shamayim. V'ze bechinas mikro kodesh yelochem. And Rabbeinu Zal explains there that this is why the Torah tells us when it speaks about the Jewish holidays, mikro kodesh, that they proclaim, they announce the holiness of Hashem. Shetzorech likrois es hakodesh. Rabbeinu Zal says there that just like a concept of trying to get something from a person, you have to call that person by their name, so too when we want to draw from Hashem, when we want to draw chachma, knowledge, wisdom, or life from Hashem, we have to call Hashem. And thereby we avail ourselves to be able to receive the chachma, shehu achius, which is life, el b'chinas hamalchus, and draw it into vessels, into the kingdom. Vazai kol meleches avoido lo yisasu. And when a person achieves what we spoke about here, when a person zeichet to reveal the Hashem within the Hastara, and they're zeichet to draw chius into the Malchus, and they're zeichet to elevate the Malchus of Kedusha and bring about the downfall of the Malchus of the Sitrachra, then the person is zeichet to free themselves of all physical labors. Bitul halametes melochus, meaning the elimination of the 39 acts of work, the 39 curses. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Rav Nosson Zal tells us, study chapter 56 in Likutei Moran well, and that'll give you a very good base and an introduction to the discussion that Rav Nosson Zal is about to begin right now. For those that have come in the middle, we're doing Halacha Gimel of Hilchas Rish Chodesh. We just completed paragraph Aleph, and we're about to begin paragraph Beis. Rav Nosson Zal says that all of these points that we just mentioned, v'zeh b'chinas Rish Chodesh, are all tied into the holiday of Rish Chodesh, the first day of the new lunar month, which we celebrate as a holiday. The Shulchan Aruch tells us a Jew is supposed to try to add something to their meal that day. We know that children in school, the young children in the Chadorim in Eretz Yisrael, are trained that on Rish Chodesh they wear their Shabbos clothes, they come in with white shirts. We know that we say Hallel on Rish Chodesh as we do on a holiday, and there's extra joy on that day. Shehu bechinas hisgalus ha-hastora, shemegalin ha-hastora, al yidei sheyoidin shegam shom alubosh das. Rav Nosson Zal tells us that we know the moon goes through highs and lows. When we come to the end of a month, the moon gets smaller and smaller and smaller to the point where it just about disappears, and then it's born again. And that rebirth takes place around the time of Rosh Chodesh. So again, there we're talking about a concept of hasta, a light, the light of the moon, which on the 15th of the month is very bright and full, and then it gets smaller and smaller and smaller until the light is just about completely hidden, and then it's reborn. And then we declare, we announce Rosh Chodesh, and we're announcing the fact that this light, which seemed to be totally gone, is not gone. It's alive and well, and it's coming back with new strength. And by our acknowledging that there is light, light is synonymous with das, sechel. Ki daiko oz, ki shemagin le tachlis ha-hastoro v'hayirita chas v'shon, bebechinas hastoro shebetoy hastoro, because at that point in time, at the end of the previous month, when we get to the epitome of hiddenness of the light is super hidden, right then we reveal a new light from that hiddenness. V'nasa mimeno das godol. And this brings forth a new revelation of das, of knowledge, of wisdom, of consciousness of Hashem. Ki kishemagin letachlis hayarida v'hastora chas v'shalom, azai daiko mekurovin l'Hashem Yisborach betachlis hakiruv kavyochel. Because this is an extraordinary revelation that Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Likutei Moran, based on the Zohar HaKodesh and other Sforim, that when a Jew goes down, when a Jew falls spiritually, when the person reaches rock bottom, at that point in time, they're very close to Hashem. And with the slightest move, they can reconnect to Hashem in a tremendous way. Kishom betachlis ha-hastorah v'ayirida chas v'shalom, shom malubash Hashem Yisborach bi'atzmoy kavyochol b'li levush kanal. Because there, in the super hiddenness, in the super darkness, there, the spark of holiness that does exist there is the essence of Hashem Himself. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in several chapters on Likutei Moran. One of the most prominent ones is the chapter Aye Mekoyim Kevoidoi, chapter 12 in the second half of Likutei Moran. There Rabbeinu Zal touches on this point, and the commentaries there quote from the Zohar HaKodesh and other sources that tell us that when we talk about the lowest levels, it's the highest level of light of Hashem, it's the light of Keser, that's the light that's found within the lowest levels of Tumo, or the lowest levels of Kiddush, you know, when we go all the way down. Nimtzo, she'oz daiko yecholin l'skar ve'elav yisborach. This tells us that specifically when a person is way down in the lowest place, that's an incredibly opportune moment to come close to Hashem. Ki azai daiko smuchen elav moid moid. Because that's a moment when a person is very close to Hashem. On one hand, they appear to be very distant, and on the other hand, there's a closeness, there's an ability to connect to something very, very special. Vze biatzmoy ha-hastorah v'apegam. And this itself is the hiddenness and the defectiveness. Ki ha-hastoro shibechinas hizgabrus ha-sitrachro yinikoso rak mibechinas shviras kelim shenase alidei riboyor. Rav Nosson Zal now explains this concept to us, a Kabbalistic concept, whereby when we talk about Hashem's light being hidden from certain places, the way that came about in general was because there was too much light. Rav Nosson Zal here quotes from the Sifrei Kabbalah that tell us that these places where Hashem's light is hidden, meaning the Sitra Achra is strong, the forces of Tuma are strong, and they draw power, that's resulting from a breakage of vessels that took place because the light was too bright. ad shenistar legamri. And what happens is, just as physically, when a person has a lamp, and the lamp is giving off a certain amount of light, and you turn the light up a little, now it's giving more light. Turn it up a little more, it's giving still more light. More, it's giving tremendous bright light. More, the thing shatters completely, and you're sitting in the dark. So too, spiritually, we're taught that it's the same concept. That when a person or a place can handle a certain amount of light, and you try to bring too much light to that person or to that place, the vessels burst, and it results in a darkness, in a hiddenness. And then what happens is that we're not able to see or understand Hashem's presence because of the fact that there was too much light. Too much light is referred to sometimes as darkness. Nimtza shebevadai ha'astora, just as a person who isn't used to bright light, when a person's in a dark room for an extended period of time, and you open the door on them suddenly, and they go out into the brightness, they can't see. It's dark, the bright light is dark for them, because they're only able to handle a very, very small amount of light at that point of time. Nimtza, shebevadai ha-hastora, af shehi yirida gedoyla, me'achar shenistar al-kusil gamri chas v'shalom, im kol ze me'achar shekol ze nasa yidei b'chinas riboy oyer nimtzo shebe'emes meluba sham daiko oyer godol v'noira moid. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal establishes this as a rule and as a fact, that when we talk about Hashem being hidden, Hashem's presence being hidden in a certain place, that Hashem's presence is not obvious. We can't see Hashem in that place. What appears to be prevalent in the place is tumah, impurity, or evil. Very often, the aspect of Hashem that is found there is the highest level of holiness. It's a very bright light. And therefore, the adaraba kishimagin letachlis hayirido she'ein yirido lamatay menachas v'shalom, and therefore, when a person reaches rock bottom, the lowest point, at that point, the person is extremely, extremely close to Hashem and has the ability to swing things, to turn things around completely, you know, 100%. It's the concept of a diving board. You have this board that's flat, it's at a certain point. You bounce on it slightly, and you go up a little bit. You bounce on it very hard. You push that board all the way down, and you can jump much, very high up, much higher than you could have imagined. Ki betachles hayirido v'hastoro, chas v'shalom, shom malubash hu yisborach bi'atzmoi. Because when we talk about a person who's in an extreme yirida, who has fallen far down, And the presence of Hashem, the presence of holiness, is very, very hidden there. There, it's the essence of Hashem that's hidden there. V'yalkein, azay daiko yecholon leskari ve'lev yisborach v'lachzor b'tshuva. And that's what makes it possible, specifically at such a moment, when a person's at their lowest low, to be able to do tshuva and come back to Hashem. As we've seen in many cases, that this applies to Klal Yisrael, the Jews as a nation, or individual people, that it was once they hit a certain bottom, that's where they were able to connect to Hashem in a way that they couldn't have until they hit that bottom. Ach, however, and here's a very important however, Tzorich loze das godoil leidazois, ולחוון השו שמגיעים לתכלס ההסתורו, ולא דעס שעזי דייקו מקורובן אלוב מועיד. This takes a very high level of seichel, a very high level of spiritual closeness to Hashem and understanding for a person to understand this concept, to realize this, and to be able to calculate, to know the exact moment of rock bottom, which is that opportune moment to turn things around completely. Ki kishe'en yoidin zois, because if a person doesn't know that, if a person isn't aware of that, doesn't realize that, tuchal lehizgaber ha'astorach ha'svashon, then the absence of light can work on the person, the Yavir Hashur, and the person can miss the opportunity, miss that chance, that perfect moment. It's a pendulum that's swinging, and it's just when the pendulum hits the bottom, that's when it's ready to start going up. And if you catch it a moment before that, it's not in the upswing, it's in the downswing. If you try a car, let's say, for example, when it's moving in a certain direction, we know the car has an energy. And if you up the speed at a certain point in time and then try to make a turn while the speed, you up the speed before you started the turn, that car isn't going to go in the direction you want. It's going to go, the centrifugal force is going to pull it in the opposite direction. You have to know how to calculate exactly the moment when to make that turn. You know, when you're going at a high speed, so you're going to catch the momentum, and the momentum is going to work in your favor, not against you. Therefore, this takes a very high level Talmud Chacham, a very high level Tzaddik, sheyizke lodas hanal, who understands this, ad sheyucha legalois ha-hastoro shebetoich hastoro, who has the ability to reveal the light of Hashem, the presence of Hashem, even in places or at times when it's most hidden, lehofcho ladas, to turn it around to das. The Daiko Oz Yikari Ves Yisroel Avim Shabashamayim Vyazirim Bitchuvaknal, and to have the ability to turn things around completely and to take the Jews when they're at their lowest low and bring them close to Hashem. As we find, for instance, in the example of the holiday of Purim that we celebrate, where the Gemara tells us that the reason why Haman and Achashverosh were able to put the Jews into such a position where they were about to be wiped out completely was because the Jews had committed terrible, terrible sins with women and with unkosher food and all kinds of stuff that brought the Jews to an extremely, extremely low point. And Mordechai HaTzadik and Esther Amalka, Esther, she's called Esther, Miloshen Hastora. She was the one, she and Mordechai knew this secret of Hastora, where the highest level of light of Hashem is found. They had the ability to turn that around completely and to bring the Jews from their lowest low to their highest high, to reveal an entire, to contribute a whole new section of Torah to Klal Yisrael, Megillas Esther. And to bring the Jews to a super level of tshuva, kimu v'kiblu hayehudim, to a new level of matan Torah, and not only that, but to get thousands of non-Jews to convert, to come and join Klal Yisrael at that time, because they knew they had the ability to turn this hastora into das. This is, for example, we find in Megillas Esther. This is a book, one of the books of the Torah. And Hashem's name is not found there even once, in an obvious way. Hashem is completely hidden, the light is completely hidden, and yet this is one of the holiest books of the Torah, where the Gemara says in Megillah that if a Jew is studying any other portion of the Torah at the time of the reading of the Megillah, they have to put it aside to hear the Megillah. Mevatlan Talmud Torah b'shvil kriyas Megillah. This is also the concept of the Jews coming out of Egypt, which was accomplished by Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki Yisrael higi was letachlis hayerida, ad shelo yehoye yecholen lismamei Hashem afilu rega achas, kemo shekosuv lo yochlu lismamei. Because the Jews, at that point, after having spent 210 years in Egypt in slavery, they had reached such a low level where the Torah tells us they couldn't, if they would have waited another moment, there's a chance that it would have been all over. They would have hit a certain low from which they could never have been able to be pulled out. As the Torah says, they couldn't wait another moment. If they would have delayed, procrastinated even a little bit, they would have remained there permanently. However, they were privileged to have Moshe Rabbeinu with them at the time, who knew how to calculate the exact moment. And he waited patiently for them to reach that bottom place. Vazai Daiko Hoyomegala Hastoro, and it's from that Yerida that he succeeded in revealing the Hastoro, revealing the presence of Hashem, Venimshach Das Voir Godoil, and he was able to draw a bright light, a tremendous revelation of Sechel upon the Jews, Vegoalom Oz Daiko, and he redeemed them, he took them out of exile at that moment when they were at their lowest low. And this is what the Torah means when Hashem said, go down there. Redu daika, go down. Sherimez lohem sheyia begolos kemisparadu k'mosh mazal. This was a hint that the Jewish people would be in exile for a period of 210 years. The numerical value of the word redu, resh dalet vov. Hainu kishyagia lebechinas redu, meaning the hainu le Tachlis Hayerida, when the Jews would complete the Yerida, when they would go down as far as they possibly could, just about, the full measure of Redu, Reish Dalet, 210 levels down, Azai Daika Yiunigolim, that's when they would be prime candidates for being taken out. That's when, if the spring was released, the diving board would propel them upwards to the highest level of closeness to Hashem, which was achieved on the holiday of Shavuos, when the wedding between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, when they reached the 50th level of holiness, Vayerad Hashem al Har Sinai, the unbelievable revelation that took place at Har Sinai. V'zeh b'chinas ma'shekosav Rabbeinu Neriyor al posuk toisi keseh oiveit b'simen reish vov. This is also the concept that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in chapter 206, in the first half of Likud Imran. Shekisha'odom novuch v'toye ma'oid ma'oid bedrochem ha'mikulkolim chas v'shalom, that when a person is confused and perplexed, and the person is wandering in all and drifts away from Hashem and goes on all kinds of terrible ways, lifomim hu toye kol kach ad shemekurav ma'oid el ha'kedusha, sometimes the person drifts so far away from Hashem that they suddenly find themselves back close to Hashem. It's like a person who gets lost in the forest and they're going and going and going, 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 going for a long, long, long time, and you think they've traveled hundreds of miles away from their target, and they ended up making a circle and coming back to the initial target. And Rabbeinu Zal tells us, when a person reaches that bottom, by the person passing a tiny test sometimes, they have the ability to reunite with Hashem, to come back to an incredible high. However, because of the fact that the person has moved away from Hashem for an extended period of time, for a long time, they've drifted away, Alkein Enoi Shamea Koil HaKruz. Sometimes what happens is, even though Hashem is calling out to the person doesn't hear it because they've forgotten the sound. Rabbeinu Zal there compares it to a shepherd with his sheep, that when a sheep drifts, moves away from the flock, when the shepherd whistles and calls to it, it comes back usually. Then sometimes it drifts away, far away, and still, it still remembers the whistle, the sound of the whistle of the shepherd, and when it hears it, it knows to come running. But sometimes, if a long period has gone by, the sheep has forgotten already completely the sound of that whistle, and even if he whistles, the sheep doesn't recognize that call at all. Ayin Shom, look over there in chapter 206, where Rabbeinu Zal discusses this. Aval kishiyesh chochom godol kanal shiedeo masig das anal v'yucha lechavnes hashor. However, when there is a great chochom, a great tzaddik, who understands all of this and knows how to calculate that opportune moment when the person is prime, perfectly ready to be brought back, hu yucha lekaravoisam oz daiko kishmagin letachlis hayerida kanal. He has the ability and the opportunity to succeed in bringing them back, in getting them to do a complete tshuva, as specifically when they reached a certain bottom. Because that, when they reach that bottom, they have a special opportunity to get close to Hashem. They're mamish very close to Hashem. Rak she'eno yishamea koil ha'kruz. It's just that sometimes because they've been distant for so long, they don't remember the sound of the call anymore. Avlal yidei das ha'chocham anal, humegala ha'stora kanal. However, the chocham, the das of the chocham, reveals that ha'stora, Vazai Shemea Koila Cruz, Bibchinas Raisam Achrezes Kamea Kanal. The Das of the Chochem, he knows this, and he has the ability to reveal to them the presence of Hashem within the Astora, to wake them up and to remind them and to make them aware that Hashem is right next to them, and thereby to be able to give them a whole new life. And to give them the ability to hear that cry that the Torah itself is crying out to them, begging them to come close. V'ze b'chinas kiddush ha'chodesh. Rav Nosson Zal says that this concept that we've discussed now is tied into the concept where the Gemara tells us that in the olden days, the greatest rabbis of Klal Yisrael would sit in session, and when witnesses would come before them and testify to the fact that they saw the new moon, these rabbis would announce the new month. They would be mekadesh the chodesh. They would sanctify the new month. Shehayu yoishvim v'oiskim bozeh chachomim gedoilim v'noiroem oid. Shehayu bekiyim besoid ho'ibur. The Gemara tells us that it was only the highest level rabbis in Klal Yisrael that were qualified to make this decision, to announce when the new month was being started, or when you would have to declare a leap year, or when the month was 30 days or 31 days. 29 days or 30 days. Ki tzorich lozeh chochma gedoilo ubekiyas godol moid. Because as we explained earlier, this requires the highest level knowledge. Bebechinas hadas shel Moshe, the level of knowledge of Moshe Rabbeinu, ki kiddush hachodesh hu bechinas hisgalus ha'astoro ba'is shi betachlis habgam kanal, because kiddush hachodesh is an example of this concept that we spoke about, of a situation where the light has become as hidden as it could possibly be, and you're trying to bring forth new light from that hiddenness. Ki halavono bechinas malchus, because we know that the moon represents kingdom, the kingdom of Hashem. The moon is associated with Dovra Melech. Upegimas halavono hi bechinas hastora, and the defectiveness of the moon, the lack, the absence of light of the moon, is this hastora that we spoke about. Shemishom yenikas hasidrachor kiyadua. That's the source from where Tuma draws its energy from the absence of light in the moon, the absence of visibility of the moon. Vehi mismaetes vohileches ad hamoilad. And we know that the moon keeps shrinking, the light of the moon keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller until the moilad, until the rebirth. Shazaihi betachlis ahastorah v'amit. Right before the moilad, the moon is at the lowest level that it could possibly be. Ube'emes azaihi betachlis ahiskarvus el hashemesh. The reality is that when we see the moon as being dark, it looks to us like the light of the moon is almost completely extinguished, that's when the moon is closest to the sun. Because when the new moon is being reborn, that's when the moon is closest to the sun. And we know that the sun represents das, sechel, light, which comes from the source of life, which is Hashem. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Shemesh umogen Hashem alukim, that Hashem is called the sun, light. וזהו ביעצמו פגימוסו ומיוטו בתכלס המיות והחושך, מחמס שסמוך המועיד אל השמש, שעידי זה ריבוי הוער השמש מחה האויסו ואין יכול להוער, כי ידוע. And Rav Nosanel says, this is exactly the concept that we spoke about earlier, that sometimes when light is absent from something, it's not because there's no light there, it's because there's too much light. When there's too much light, that results in darkness, that results in blindness in a sense. Just as in the case of the moon, because of the fact that the moon is very close to the sun, the bright light of the sun blocks out the light of the moon and doesn't allow us to be able to see it. ובאמס, אזי תקף, בייס שהגיע לתכלס המיות, שעוז סמוך המועד להשמש, אזי תקף מתחילו להסמלויס, והיא בחינס המועדת, כמובה. And Rav Nosanel says, at that moment, when the moon reaches its lowest low, which is when it's closest to the sun, that moment, the pendulum starts swinging upward. It starts, the light of the moon starts growing. And that's the moilad. That's when we announce the moilad of the new month, the rebirth of the moon. Al kein hoyitzrichin lazeh chachomim gedoylim habekiim besoid hoibur shiyucholim lechavin hashor shemagia letachlis hamiut shazai daiko hushas hamoilad shemaschil tikkun hamilua. And this is why this required the greatest rabbis of the Jews, not the regular, the standard court of 3 judges or 23 judges. This required the Sanhedrin Agdoila, the most advanced rabbis, to be qualified to decide when that new moon, when that new moon is being reborn, which means when it's getting its tikkun. Ki lemato boilam hazeh tzrichin lazeh das godol kedei leida zois. Because in this physical world that we exist, it takes a very high level of das to understand and to see the light within the hastora. Ki im lav tuchal lizgaber hastora chas v'sholom shubachinas pigimas halavona. Because if a person doesn't have that high level of understanding, then the darkness can overcome them. All they see is darkness. V'al kein hoyu yoshvim chachomim gedoylim shoyu mechashvim umechavnim oiso hasho bekivun godol moed ubechachma gedoyla. And this is why you have the greatest rabbis of the Jewish people who would sit and calculate and determine with tremendous precision and with great knowledge and wisdom, sheyoidim shebetachles hastora malubosh das voer gotel kanal. These were the rabbis who were on a level to understand this concept fully, that within the inside the hiddenness is found the highest level of light. This is what gave them the ability to sanctify the month. When we say lekadesh hachodesh, means to draw holiness. Holiness means light, wisdom, into the month, into the moon. They reveal the light within the darkness, within the hiddenness, which is the tikkun of the moon. I once heard that one of the Meforshim says that the word levona, which means moon, which is Malchus. Malchus is generally the absence of light. Malchus has no light of its own except what it receives from the sun. The word Levona is Rosh Tevois Lamed Beis Nesivus HaChachma. The 32 paths of Chachma, of knowledge, of light, which the sun shines into the moon. Veze Shoyu Imrim Mekudosh Mekudosh. And the fact that the Gemara tells us that the rabbis would announce, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, the new month is sanctified, it is sanctified, Sheze Bechinas Mikro Kodesh. This is the concept of an announcement, calling someone, hey you! You know, that concept of calling out. Shehayu Koirin Es HaKodesh. They would call out to the holiness, Shehu Bechinas Chochma, Bechinas Chiyus, Lahachyois HaMalchus. To draw its life from the Chochmah, from the sun, into the Malchus. Sheze b'chinas miloi halavona v'tikuna. This is the concept of filling out the light of the moon and bringing it to its tikkun. B'chinas Rosh Chodesh, shehunas alidei b'chinas tikkun halavona milua. This is the concept of Rosh Chodesh, which comes about through the correction of the moon and the beginning of the filling out of the moon. V'ze shekosav Rabbeinu in Eiro Yoyer, and this is why Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran, in chapter 10, in the first half of Likutei Moran, sheshoyresh ha-tshuva b'rosh chodesh, that the real beginning of tshuva is on Rosh Chodesh, on the first day of the month. We say in the Shmon Esrei, Zman Kapora L'chol Todesam, that Rosh Chodesh is a time of atonement for all of Klal Yisrael. Ki Rosh Chodesh Shehu Bechinas Hizgalus HaAstora Kanal, because Rosh Chodesh, which is a time when we reveal the light that's found within the darkness, the hiddenness, Azai Oiraisom Achrezes Kamayu, that's the opportune time when the Torah itself cries out to the Jewish people. V'alkein oz hu hisoirus hatshuva l'kol boi oylam, and therefore that's a time of inspiration and awakening of tshuva for the whole world. V'afilu l'poishei Yisrael, even the worst sinners, shehem betachlis ha'astora, who are in the epitome of darkness and hiddenness, ki oz nizgale ha'astora, shezeu b'chinas Rosh Chodesh, b'chinas milo yalavona v'tikuna, beis shigi alatach zabgam kanal. Because Rosh Chodesh represents a concept of rock bottom, a concept of darkness, that gets turned around and turned into light. V'alkein noyagim lehisoyer b'tshuva be'erev Rosh Chodesh. And this is why there's a special custom of Jews to awaken ourselves to tshuva, to repentance, on the day preceding Rosh Chodesh. Erev Rosh Chodesh, v'oisim yom kippur koton, and we say special prayers at mincha time. There are people that fast a half a day, there are people that fast an entire day, or in Breslau the custom is to fast a half a day on Erev Rosh Chodesh, and to say these special tefillos like a miniature Yom Kippur right before Rosh Chodesh. Ki oz hu tachlis hapigam shel halavona, because on Erev Rosh Chodesh, that's a time when the moon supposedly is at its lowest low. It's at its darkest state. Bechinas malchus, and the moon represents the malchus. V'alkein azai daiko hu zman ha'iskaravus kanal, and that represents the moment when it's making a whole new beginning in swinging upward, in coming close to Hashem. V'alkein oisin oz tshuva v'chayzrei l'vizborach. And therefore, that's an opportune time for tshuva, for repentance, and for returning to Hashem. The question was that the concept of too much light resulting in darkness, how does that tie into the Shvira Sakelim that we spoke about in the beginning of the lesson? The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that when Hashem first created the world, originally there were no vessels, there was only the infinite light of Hashem. And when Hashem first took that light and put it into vessels, the vessels couldn't contain, the light was too bright for them to contain, and they shattered. And it's those broken particles of those vessels, kavyachol, and the light within them that scattered to all kinds of distant places. And it's from those broken vessels, just like Lahavdil, you have a glass, for instance, which is a usable vessel. You know, you can use it to put liquid into, drink from, and everything, all kinds of positive usages. When a glass breaks and shatters, and that the broken pieces of glass are on the floor, that becomes a major hazard that can harm people in many ways. Here also on a spiritual level, this Shvira Sakelim resulted in a negative item, something from which the forces of Tuma were able to draw from. We find, the Gemara tells us, that on the day of creation, during which Hashem created the Yetzer Tov, it says, Vayar Hashem et kol asher osa v'hinei tov. The following day, the day on which Hashem created the Yetzer Hara, it says, V'hinei tov ma'od. Hashem saw everything he had done, and it was very good. And the Gemara says, Tov ma'od zu malach hamoves. Very good refers to the angel of death. This concept, you know, and there are many, we're going to learn many examples of this, that in trying, for instance, food gives life to a person. Too much food, the Rambam explains, is the source of the vast majority of illnesses, sicknesses. Same thing, many examples of this. Any other questions or comments?
I have a question. regarding the idea of being, we said a kudesh for kudesh on Rosh Chodesh, it seems like the Indian of Hakraza that alluded to here, I don't know, is it a bigger concept? I'm not real familiar with it, and he just alludes to it very quickly. But can you explain better how that fits into this piece, and then if it fits into a more general path of Makshava through Breslov? And then just second quick question is, when you pronounce the Rebbeinu with the Nun and Yod afterwards, what does that stand for?
Yes. Well, the second question, we say Rabbeinu Zal, Zayin Lamed, which is Rabbeinu Zichrono Levracha, that refers to Rabbi Nachman, our rabbi of blessed memory. Regarding your first question about this Hachrozo, this is a very, very important point that's made in that chapter on Likutei Moran, chapter 56 on Likutei Moran, and we're going to have several examples of it in this discussion of Likutei Halachos as we continue. The fact that just as when it comes to a human being, if I want to gain access to anything and everything that that human being has or represents, in order to do it, I have to say that person's name. Joe, can you bring me a glass of water? Joe, can I borrow $50,000? When I say the name, in the name is included everything about that person, and it's only if I verbalize it, if I say the name of the person, that's like a key that unlocks that person and avails everything and anything that's within that person to me. Rabbeinu Zal says so too when it comes to Hashem. The Torah is Hashem. And in order to unlock the Torah, in order to gain access to every aspect of spiritual and physical life that comes from the Torah, we have to verbalize. We have to say the words. There's tremendous emphasis on this throughout Rabbi Nachman's teachings, both regarding Torah and Tefillah, that it must be verbalized. It must be said. And when we say the words of Torah, when we verbalize them, each word that we're saying, we're calling Hashem, kavyachol. We're calling Hashem, and we're gaining access and availing ourselves to be able to draw life, to receive from Hashem. We're going to see several examples of this in this halacha and in many other places in the Breslov teachings. Regarding the question that was written about finding Hashem near sin, the answer is yes. In fact, there's a Gemara where the students of Gemara in Sanhedrin, where the students of one of the great rabbis asked their rabbi, where can we find Hashem? And he said to them, in the city of Rome, in the Vatican city of Rome. And he was implying that this city, which represents the epitome of idol worship, that's a place where sometimes a person can, it's when a person falls to a certain low, the person at that moment is most vulnerable and most receptive to be able to reconnect with Hashem, to reconnect with their soul, with their neshama. The point being made that this sounds too easy, Rav Nosson Zal emphasized to us that it's not so easy, because to the vast majority of people, when they see that darkness, when they're in that Yerida, they find it very hard to imagine that it's possible for them to connect to Hashem. And it's only the greatest of rabbis, the greatest of tzaddikim. The word Yerida means going down, a fall. It's only the greatest of tzaddikim that have the ability to see through that cloud. The Torah tells us that when Hashem gave the Torah to the Jews on Mount Sinai, kavyochol Hashem appeared originally in a very thick, dark cloud. It says that when the people saw that dark cloud, they moved away from it. Vayarom vayamdu meirochay. They stood in the distance. Umoyshe niga shel ha'arofel asher shom ha'olikim. It was only Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest tzaddik, the one who had this highest level of das, he saw that within that darkness, within that thick, dark cloud, was found the essence of Hashem, and he approached and connected to it.